Bezras Hashem Yisparech. Today we do Daf Lamizayin in Maseches Brachos, the 36th Daf in Shas. We left off on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, two lines before the lines begin getting wide, Pilpili. The Gemara is discussing someone eats pure pepper, ground pepper. Rav Sheshes Amar Shahakol, Rav Sheshes says that the bracha that one makes on his Shahakol, Rava Amar Loiklum. Rava says you don't make a bracha on it at all. Says the Gemara of Azar Rava Latame, and this is consistent with Rava's position in other areas of Halacha. The Amar Rava, as Rava taught, Kos Palpali B'Yomad Kippur, if someone chews pepper on Yom Kippur, Potter. He's not considered over the Isser D'Araisa of eating on Yom HaKippurim. Rashi points out that the language Kos is a language that's used when it's not considered a normal type of achila. It's not normal for a person to eat pepper alone. Kos sangvalia. Sangvalia is something parallel or similar to today's form of cinnamon. Biyoma de kippura an yom kippurim potter. Talachi is that he's potter. So we see Rava's lishitasa that Rava does not consider it a maisa achila. Hence, Rava holds that there is no bracha. Says the Gemara, Meisive, I'll ask you the following question. The Torah says that there is an Isra of Arla, as we discussed in detail yesterday. I wouldn't know necessarily, since the Torah only describes it as one's fruit, that it applies specifically to a fruit tree. Elamata malomer eitz machal. The Gemara assumes it's a davar pashut. If the Torah says pirio, then you would know that the fruit that we're talking about is a fruit tree. So the Gemara asks, Elamatal malomer eitz machol. Then why do we need the words eitz machol? So the Gemara, when it was saying eini yodeh sheitz machol, was asking b'loshem itriya, eini yodeh sheitz macholu? Elamatal malomer eitz machol. Would you not know that it's talking about an eitz that's edible? So then what is the expression of eitz machol coming to tell you? Of course you would have known if from simply the words varalta marlaso aspirio. So why does the Torah add eitz machol? Lahavi eitz shetam eitz ol pirio shava. It's coming to include something where the tree and the fruit have the exact same taste. Vezehu ze, and what is this? What does that apply to? Hapalpalim. It applies to the pepper. It's coming to tell you that palpalim is subject to the rules of arla. And coming to tell you that, number one, it tells us that it's chayiv in arla. And also teach you, Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. As the pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Eretz asher lo b'miskenus tocha ba lechem lo techsar kol ba. There's nothing missing in Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael even has pepper. There's nothing that is missing in Eretz Yisrael. You might have heard in the background, every once in a while, last minute or so, a loudspeaker system. That's because I'm in an airport now recording this, going to the United States. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking me, why are you leaving? Eretz lo techsar ba klum. That's their kolba, I guess, for a Talmud's chasana, Baruch Hashem. Maybe it's a correct exception. The Gemara then has asked that we see that it comes to palpalim, that palpalim is considered a fruit. V'haraya tzchayiv in arla. So how could Rava say that it doesn't get any bracha? Answers the Gemara, loy kash ha-beruti vasa ha-be-yavashta. One is talking about where the pepper is moist and when it is dry. When it is moist, in such a case, then it has a din ochel, and you would be chayiv in arla. However, when it's dry, in such a case, then it would not have a din of arla, and therefore it would not get a bracha. Tosas points out in Dibra Maskel Beritiva, this is the rule, that there are many things that are eaten moist that get a bor pri adama. Tosas lists them with their French expressions, and the Laze, Rashi, and Tosas will give you the translation to them. Tosas mentions something that we had referred to, although we had referred to it as a form of reference, not the actual property. Here, Tosas actually refers to the property of cinnamon, the cinnamon before it is ground. So here, Tosas says that cinnamon is an exception to the rule of our Gemara. Our Gemara had said that when it is dry, then in such a case one does not break a bracha. However, Tosfos says, because it is not for people to eat cinnamon dry, and since it grows from the ground, so then in such a case, it gets the bracha borei pri hadama. It's an interesting question whether today the same halacha would apply. Is it as common for people to eat cinnamon sticks as it was in the time of Tosfos? I think there is a considerable amount of people that do it. Tosfos then goes on and says that sugar, the bracha should be borei pri ha'et. And yesterday we spoke about in the halacha section at the Rambam Paskins that way as well as Tosfos, that the bracha is borei pri ha'et, although we mentioned that the Tur and others disagree. So those are the exceptions, but in general, the Gemara tells us that the rule is that when it is dry, the bracha is going to be a borei nothing. There is no bracha that's being made for something that's dry, with the exception of cinnamon and sugar cane, Tosfos claims. However, if it's moist, then it's chayv and arla, then it gets a bracha. In most instances, Tosfos points out a borei pri adam. Amri le rabbanan le mereimer. Kos zangvalya biyom tikpura potter. If he chews on zangvalya on Yom Kippur, he's potter. Va amar rava hayam losa daasim ibeina adai sharya umavarchin aleha borei pri adam. Hamlosa Rashi translates into Old French, and the Lazé Rashi says that it is a mixture of spices that honey was added to it, and it was eaten as a ma'achal. So the halacha in regards to this hamlasa is the following. Sharia, it's permissible, it's not subject to the isser of bishul akum or gi'ule akum, Rashi explains. In other words, the prohibition of having eaten something that's cooked by a Gentile. Yet, at the same time, it gets a bracha bor pri adama. So what do we see? That zagvalia is not always considered a non-food item, because zagvalia, which is very much similar to hamlasa, at times gets a bor pri adama. How do we reconcile the two? Says the Gemara, lo kasha, is no contradiction. Habariti vasa. If it's moist, then the halacha is that it will get a borei pri adama. If it's dry, then it doesn't get a bracha at all, as we mentioned earlier.
Now that I'm no longer in the airport, I was able to look up the translation of zangvalia or zangvila, which is ginger. The Gemara continues a few lines from the bottom.
Chavitz kedera. Chavitz kedera is a food that is congealed. That's what the word chavitz means. What's important for us in Hilchos Brachos is it is a flour dish that is combined with flour, honey, and oil. Says the Gemara, chavitz keder v'chein daisa. Daisa is the modern word today for cereal in Ivrit. Also, a congealed or a combined form of flour. If you would amr shakoni b'dvaro, Rav Kahana Amar Bar Mine Mizono. B'daisa greida kule alma lo pligi, says the Gemara de Bar Mine Mizono. Everybody agrees if it's only daisa. Let's translate in the modern way, which is not exactly the same thing, but let's translate it as a cereal. B'daisa, when it comes to a cereal alone, kule alma pligi de Bar Mine Mizono. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'en chavetz kedera. What happens if the cereal is like chavetz kedera, a congealed dish with many different types of other additions, honey and oil. Rav Yehuda Amar Shakel Savar Duksha Ika. Rav Yehuda holds that to Shakel because he holds the honey is the primary. Rav Kahana Amar Bar Mina Mizana Savar Smida Ika. He holds that the flour is the most important, hence it gets a mizona. Amar Rav Yosef Kavotei de Rav Kahana Mistavra. It's logical to paskin like Rav Kahana. Now, this is going to be a very important klal in Hilchos Birchas Hanen. The Rav Shmuel, the Army Tarvayu Kol Sheyesh Bo Chameishes Minim Mevarchin Olav Bar Minim Mizonos. Anything that has of the five species, the five minim, are delineated in the first Mishnah Meseches Chala, Hachitim V'Siorim, as well as three others delineated there Meseches Chala. If a taruvus, a mixture, has of these five minim, the halacha is that one makes a borei mine mizonos. Hence, The halacha is, according to Rav and Shmuel, that when it comes to a chavetz kedera, since it has one of these five minim, so then in such a case, there is a bar minim zonos. The Gemara continues, three lines from the bottom, continues to analyze this, and again, we will discuss la halacha. These lines of the Gemara are very, very important. Three lines from the bottom. Gufa Rav and Shmuel d'amri tavayu. Kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim, mevarchin alav bore minim zonos. If it has from the five species, the halacha is that it gets a bore minim zonos. So itmar nami Rav Shmuel d'amri tavayu, kol shehu mechameshes haminim mevarchin alav bore minim zonos. And we had another teaching from Rav Shmuel, and here the teaching is a little bit different. The lashon is not kol sheyesh bo, but rather is kol shehu. Gemara is going to flesh out the difference between kol sheyesh bo and kol shehu. Says the Gemara, utzricha, I need both the statement kol sheyesh bo, whichever has an it, and the statement whichever is. De'iash minun kol shehu, whichever is. Hava minun mishum de'isa be'enei. But that's only if the entire food is made up of the five minim, starting with chitin and sa'orin. Avla yidei taruvas lo, but what happens if there's a mixture of many other things, like in the case of chavetz kedera, that you have honey and oil, kamash malon kol sheyeshbo, so then you, if it just said kol shehu, we would have thought only if it's a be'en, but if it's taruvas, not. The chidush of yeshbo means as long as it has part of it, so then, in such a case, that would be enough. The iash meaning kol sheyeshbo, and if you had said anything that has in it, has meaning kol sheyeshbo chameshes haminim in, I would have thought that it applies only to these five species. Aval orez v'dochan lo, mishum da'al yidei taruvas. But orez and dochan, which means rice, according to the position of Tosos, and dochan, which is millet, according to Tosos as well, when do we say these five, which exclude, if you look in the Mishnah and Challah, in the first, the beginning of the Masechta, it does not have Orez V'dochen as the five. Maybe it's only excluded Mishum Da'idei Taruvus. If the rice is mixed with others, that's not choshev enough to get a mezonos. But if the rice is by itself, so then in such a case, name afilu Orez V'dochen nami varchan lo bar minim mezonos, Kamash Malon Kol Shehu, whichever is of Mechameshes Haminim Hu Devarchim Barim Nezonos, the Hu is to emphasize to exclude something. Lafuke Orez Adolchin, to exclude Orez Adolchin, Lafilu Isa Be'en, Loi Mevarachinon, Boire, Mine Mezonos. Period. So this is why we have both Kol Sheyeshbo and Kol Shehu. There is an important Tosfos on the bottom of Lamed Vavan Beis Kol Sheyeshbo, which Beis Hashem we will discuss in the halacha section. Continues the Gemara, eight lines from the top. Do you not make a bracha on rice and millet? But didn't we learn in a brisa, you make a bracha beforehand as if it is the food of a pot, the process of food of a pot. What is the food of a pot? The Gabi Maisik Dera Tanya, we learned in regard to that food, the expression Kamaisik Dera is an expression of a food of the five minim. And it gets Bar Mizanos before, and afterwards it gets what we call an Ala Michya. So what do we see? That Orez V'dochen, the Bracha is Mizanos. Yeah, we just got through saying that Kol Shehu Mechameshes Haminim comes to preclude the Bore Mine Mizanos of the Maisik Dera. Answers the Gemara, Kemaisik Kedera, Veloi Kemaisik Kedera. It's like considered a Maisik Kedera or Zvedochen, and it's not. Kemaisik Kedera is a Varchon of Tchila Vesoif. It's like a Maisik Kedera, it gets a bracha both before and after. Veloi Kemaisik Kedera, Diluk, Bemaisik Kedera, Vesila Barmanim is also Vesoif, Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. Maisik Kedera has Mizonos before and Al Michi afterwards. Vilo Hacha, Betchil Mavarchal of Shaakon Yebidvaro, Ulu Besoif, Barnafashos, Rabot, Chesronon, Al Komashe Baroch. Notice the gears and not akol masha barasa that many have. By the way, it gets a shahakol. Says the Gemara, really? Is that true? You can't stop over here. You can't turn off the shear now, because then you would get the wrong halacha lemaisa of what bracha you make on rice. V'orez la masik deru is orez not considered masik deru that it gets a shahakol bar nefashas? V'atanya, elu ein masik deru, tzchilka, tirgis, solis, riz, v'irsin,
The Orez in the list of Maisa Gderes included Orez. Answers the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. This is following the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that says that's considered Maisa Kedera. The sign Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer Orez min Dagenu v'chayov and alchim mutzei chares v'adam yoyseh v'yidei chavasa pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that Orez is really one of the minim for Pesach, both for the Yisr Chametz as well as for Masa. The Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon don't say it gets Maisa Kedera, but according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, it's Maisa Kedera, and it's considered like every other Mizono. Says the Gemara, really? According to the Rabbanon, it's Orez doesn't get a Mizono? Rabbanon lo? V'hatanya kosta chitim varch labar priyadamma. The halacha is that if one chooses a stalk, the bracha is adama. Tachna afa ubishla, if you grind it down, bake it and cook it. Bizman shafrus is kaimus, but still mevarach lav hamotzech min haaretz. If the pieces are intact, then it gets hamotzi. Ula bisalv mevarach lav gimel brachos, and in the end it gets birchas hamazon. Imein afrus is kaimus, but still mevarach lav bar mizon, so bisalv mevarach lav bar chachas mein shalosh. Period. That's one halacha. Now, that halacha is important by itself, for example, the idea of Tzuras HaPas, but for the flow of the Gemara, it's this line that is critical in terms of our discussion of rice. HaKosei says the Orez, but if one chooses rice, Mevarach Alav Bar Priyadama, Tachno V'afo B'Shal, Avo B'Shal Prus Kaim B'Tchila, Mevarach Alav Bar Minei Mizonos, unlike the halacha of wheat, which gets a mozi, if it is cooked and made into a patty, so then in such a case it gets a mazono, so b'sof varach alav brach achas meon shalosh. And the halacha is that it gets an al-michit. Now the Gemara is going to analyze according to which opinion does this braisa work, this tosefta. What is going to emerge is we're going to see that orez is a different category that we assumed up until now. Now the Gemara begins its analysis. Mani, who is the braisa going according to? Elim Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if you're going to say it's following Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Damar orez min dogon hu, that says that orez is considered dogon, is one of the grains. Hamotzi lachem in orez, shalosh brachos boy bruche. You should have made a hamotzi, because he considers it a haraya on Pesach, like regular grain, because you could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, yisod araisa chametz on it. Elolav must be rabbanon he, that this price is going according to the rabbanon, utiyufta the Rav Shmuel tiyufta, and we have a bomb kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, who said that only the five minim you make a bore minim mizonos, but orez vedochen you don't. We see from our Gemara that that's not so, because when it comes to the Braisa had said that one makes a bore mine mizonos. This is the halacha lechatzi davar, that orez gets a bore mine mizonos. However, you can't turn off the shear still, because we have to discuss what is the appropriate bracha achrona on rice, which is the hemshich of the Gemara. The Gemara now points out that there are different opinions in regards to chewing grain vis-a-vis the bracha, and connects it to an opinion that we had mentioned briefly earlier on Lamed Hayam and Aleph. Amar Mar, HaKoyseh says, HaChita Mevarech Alev Bore Pri Adama. If one chews grain, we learn the bracha is Bore Pri Adama. At that point, the grain, of course, one would not make a hamotzi because it needs Ishinuili Ilah to be baked in order for it to get a hamotzi, but you get a Bore Pri Adama. That's the opinion of Mar. But Tanya, but we learn in a braisa not this way, asks the Gemara. Boire mine zroim, that the bracha is made on mine zroim, different types of seeds. Lo kasha. Of course, a grain has, the wheat stalk has its seeds, its wheat seeds inside. Says the Gemara, it's no contradiction. Ha Rabbi Yehuda va Rabbanan. It's dependent on the machlokis that we had on Lamed Ei, Lamed Aleph, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. In our Mishnah, we had learned that Rabbi Yehuda wants to try to give a separate bracha for every min. The Rabbanan say, when it comes to things that grow from the ground, it always gets a bar pri adana. This now we learned in our Mishnah, al yirakos omer bar pri adama, on yirakos, one makes a bar pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer bari mine dishoim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the appropriate bracha is mine dishoim. Dishoim is best translated, we didn't give this translation last time, but I think it's a very good one, as herbage, desha being of herbs. So according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, you make the bracha of all vegetables and all greens, the bracha that it makes, you make, is borei pri ha'adama. The Rabbi Yehuda says, you make a bracha of borei mine d'shoim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you try to make a separate bracha for every meal. Therefore, by eating the wheat stalk, in such a case, you get another bracha, not the shoim of herbage, but rather zroim for the seeds of the stalk. The Gemara continues 11 lines from the bottom. Amar marakleita says the oreis, if someone chews on rice, mevarech ala bar pri adama, he gets a adama. Tachna afal bishla afal pi shafuzes kayamos betzila, mevarech ala bar pri adama, ulbisof bracha achas meon shalosh. If it's made into a patty, so then in such a case, it gets a alamichya. The Gemara asks, well, Tanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa of b'soif leiklum that the halacha is that you don't make a bracha achrona? Rashi explains that this position is not that you don't make a bracha achrona at all, but you don't make neither a birchas hamazon nor a bracha achmein shalosh and alamichya. Rather, the only bracha is a bracha me'ein shalosh. So we have a different opinion in regards to rice paddy, that the halacha is that the rice is only supposed to get a bar and a fashos afterwards. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Sheishas Lakasha, it's not a contradiction. Ha Rabbi Gamliel, v'ha Rabbanan. It's dependent on a machlok between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabban. The Sanya, as we learned in a brisa, Gezeh cloud, this is the rule. Koshu Mishivas Aminim. Rabbi Gamliel, Loimer Sholish Brachos. Anything that's of the Shivas Aminim, the Pasuk and Parashas Ekev describes seven minim that make Eretz Yisrael unique. The Pasuk of Eretz Chito Sa'ora, we will discuss that Pasuk in future dafim. That the halacha is that one makes on it, according to Rabbi Gamliel, a bracha of birchas hamazon on all of them. Can you imagine a birchas hamazon if you eat one of the shivas haminim? The chachamim amrim bracha achas mein shalosh. The rabbanon disagree and they say that it gets a mein shalosh in al michya or al aperos, depending on what one eats. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim Shayim Mesubim Ba'aliyah B'Yerichov. They were eating together in an attic in Yerichov. What was brought in front of them were dates, and that is part of the pasuk Shemen Udvash, the Torah says there in Parashas Ekev, and it's one of the seven meaning. Dates is Dvash. It doesn't mean what we call honey today, but it's the honey of dates that one makes a unique bracha achrona on them, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that you actually make a bracha of three brachos. And Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Akiva to make the birchas hamaz. And Rabbi Akiva, bracha achas mein shalosh. Rabbi Akiva surprised Rabbi Gamliel, and he made the bracha of al haperos, the bracha achas mein shalosh. Rabbi Gamliel was taken aback. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel Akiva. How, until when are you going to stick your head within a machlokas? Don't get involved in machlokas. I ask you to take the bracha achrona. Do the way that I make a bracha machrona. Amalei Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Gamliel, Afa bishato omer came, b'chaver chomrim came, even though you hold it's a bracha of shalosh, and your friends hold this way, L'matein Rabbeinu, you are a Rebbe, taught us, Yachid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim, we follow the majority opinion. The Rabbanan disagree, and they say that the bracha is Me'ein Shalosh, and not the full three brachos. Gemara will continue now analyzing the position of Rebbe Gamliel. At the end of the sugya, in another 10 lines in on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara will show that we've already proven that the Halacha is that when it comes to Oreis, the bracha is not a al hamichya, but rather the bracha is a borei nefashos afterwards. But the Gemara continues analyzing that, as we had mentioned, that Rabbi Gamliel was of the opinion that when it comes to shivas haminim, it gets a full bracha, and when it comes to oreis, we had a brisa that says that you make bracha achas mein shalosh. That's going to be the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, even though the rabbanan are of the opinion lebesol velo klum. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Koshu Mishivas Aminim Velo Min Daganu. If it's of the seven, but it's not Dagan, for example, grapes, Oh, min dagon v'lo asa pas. Or if they type grain, but you don't make it into bread. Rabbi Gamliel, Imer Shalosh Brachas. Rabbi Gamliel says that you get shemu three brachas. The Chacham Amr Bracha Achas. When the Chacham say it gets the Me'ein Shalosh. Kol she'ena lo mishim v'samin v'lo min dagon, kigon pas oriz v'dochen. Here we repeat this point that we had mentioned before. Rabbi Gamliel, Imer Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh. If it's a bread of rice or millet, so then in such a case, the bracha is an ala michya. The chacham omer v'lo klum, the chacham say it doesn't get a bracha achrona. What that means, we explained earlier from Rashi, is that it doesn't get an ala michya, but it will get a bar nefashos. B'mayu kimta k'rem gamliel. So how do you describe the brisa that had said that the bracha that you get is me'ein shalosh? That that's following, when it comes to rice, that's following Rebbe Gamliel. Ema seifa the reisha, but what about the seifa of the reisha that said, Emeina prusa kermas v'tzil and varech ala bar minei mizonos, ubsov mevarech ala brocha achas mein shalosh. If the pieces don't last of the rice, it's not a lasting patty, so then in such a case, then it gets an ala micha. Mani, e Rebbe Gamliel, hashtag koses v'daisam Rebbe Gamliel gimel brachos. If Rebbe Gamliel has said that even on dates you get gimel brachos, Emeina prusa kermas miboi, in such a case, when it comes to the pieces not lasting, should you get anything less than gimel brachos? Because at the end of the day, even when it comes to daisa, since it's made of the chamishas min hadagon, it gets three brachos. Elapshita rabbanon. Must be that this brisa was following the rabbanon. Ihachi kasha de rabbanon. Yet then you're going to have a stira within the rabbanon. On the one hand, the rabbanon say you don't make a bracha achrona on orez. Yet over here you have the rabbanon saying that you make a bracha achas mein shalosh, you make an al michya. Elololam rabbanon. Really, you have to say that the brisa that we started with is following the rabbanon. And you have to amend the brisa. V'tani gabi orez ulubasof, enu avarech alav alo klum. The brisa says when it comes to orez, you don't get a al michya. You have to change the girsa that says it gets mein shalosh. Rather, I'll say it only gets a bar nefashos. Mer continues 12 lines in Omar Rava Hayrihita de Chakloi. This food, the porridge of Chakloi, Chakloim are farmers. To this day, in modern Hebrew, the word for a farmer is a Chakloi. Rashi translates as villagers. The Mashi Be Kimcha, that has a lot of flour in it, Mavarach Barbi name is on it. Rava describes the porridge of Babylonia 2,000 years ago. Over there, it depended whether you ate a porridge from the village or the city. In the village, there was a lot of wheat, and there they didn't have to skimp on the flour. So there they would put in a lot of flour, there you get mazonos. My taima, the smida ikar, because the flour is the primary ingredient. The mechuzah, but in mechuzah, the city of mechuzah, the lo mashi bekimcha, that there isn't a lot of flour. Over there, mevarech alav shakol niya bedvaro, there the bracha is going to be shakol because the flour is not the primary ingredient. My taima duvsha ikar, the honey is the primary ingredient. V'hada amar Rava, but Rava was chozer. Rava changed his mind. Idi my name is Onos. The Rav and Shmuel ta'amri tavai, both cases get mezonos, because Rav and Shmuel said, kol sheyesh ba mechameshes haminim, mevarchen alav bar minei mezonos. Anything that has instead of it from the chameshes haminim gets a bar minei mezonos. Amar of Yosef, hay chavisa de ispe peruin kezayis, betchila mevarech alav hamotzim mechum in aret, ula besof mevarech alav shalosh brachas. A chavisa is a type of cooked dish that had small pieces of bread in it. Something like an omelet with pieces of bread that actually were the size of a kezayis. So betchila mevarech alav hamotzim mechum in aret, originally it gets a hamotzi, and then it gets Birchas Hamazon. The less paper in Kezayis, if it doesn't have pieces like the size of a Kezayis, but Chilin Varech Alav Bar Min Zonos, Ulub Sof, Baruch HaChas Mein Shalosh. Then it gets an Alam Michya. Amar Rav Yosef, Mino Ani, Mino La, how do I know that this is the criterion for whether it gets a Hamotzi or a Mezonos? The Sanya, as we learned in the Braitha, Ha Yo'aymen U'makriv Menachos B'Yerushalayim. A person who brings carbon mincha in Yerushalayim, Oimer Baruch Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'yonu L'zman Hazeh. He makes the bracha of Shechiyonu. Natan la'achlan mevarech hamotzi me'achlan me'arek. And when he takes it to eat, then he makes a hamotzi. V'tani Allah v'kulam posesun kizayis. We learn these halachos when he breaks it up. The requirement is in the Torah, pasos osa pitim, that the carbon mincha is supposed to be broken up into pieces, but the piece, the size of the piece, is supposed to be a kazayis. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that says that pasos osa pitim means that you have to break it up to the point that it's fine flour, that would mean that you don't make hamotzi v'chitem hachinam. If you're going to say that is so, v'atanya lokot mikulon kizayis v'achlon im chametu anushkares v'matzahu adam yotze yidei chavaso. But didn't we learn in times of Pesach that if you take from the carbon mincha and you combine the kezayis from it, so then in such a case, when it's matzah, you're yotzei chiyuv of Pesach, and if it's chametz, it's considered leaven, you're going to be chayv. So what do we see from here? We see from here that even when it's grown up into small, broken up to small parts, nevertheless, the halacha is that it gets a hamotzi, and not like we had learned above. Answer the Gemara, hachamai eskin. No, over here we're talking about bisha arson. Arson means, says Rashi, that you added water again to the carbon mincha, which had been broken up into small pieces, and you begin to knead it again. Says the Gemara, "E hachi, if that's so, ema seifa, what about the seifa v'husha ach b'dei achilas pras, that you need to eat a kezayis b'dei achilas pras? V'ibisha arson, if the case was a case of arson, that means that you had taken the small pieces and you had bind it together to one unit. If that would be so, then we're talking about one unified former carbon mincha that has become one large piece. And then the lashon should not be vahusha achalan, he ate the different pitim, but rather he ate that which had been joined together, and the lashon should be sha'achlu, that he ate it. V'ibish arsan haisha achlan, that he ate them? That makes sense if it's different pitim. But if it's reconstituted as one thing, sha'achlu mi ba'ilei, it should say sha'achlu, that they ate it. Hachamayaskinan answers the Gemara, beba milechem gadol. We have to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, that there are times that even though something is ground up, it still gets hamotzi if it came from a lechem gadol. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is that one would be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah of something that was grown up if it had come from a lechem gadol where there still was a kezayis that remained. However, if there was nothing that remained, so, and it was all ground up, then even Rabbi Yossi would agree it does not get a hamotzi. My havala, what would the halacha be in our above case? We have one opinion that says that in order to make hamotzi, the thing that you're making hamotzi on needs to have the size of a kizayis, and one that says that even if it comes from a lechem gadol, the halacha is that you would make a hamotzi. Amar of Sheishas, Hai Chavitza, Afal Gav, the Lesle Perun Kizayis, Mevarch Alav Hamotzim Lechem Min Haaretz. So Sheishas says that even though it is no longer a Kizayis, the Sahalachi is that you still make a Hamotzi. Amar Rava, but Rava has a very important qualification. Vahu Di'ika Lea Tairat Tarisa Dinahama. It needs the pet to have the properties of bread. It has to appear, according to Rashi on the first wide line, it has to appear like bread. There needs to be some semblance of bread in the Tarvis. The Gemara continues, Turiknin chayovin bechala. Turiknin is another type of flour-based mixture that the Gemara in a moment will explain what it is. Says the Gemara, there is an opinion that says that turiknin is chayvin chala. Chala and hamotzi have many similarities. The mitzvah to take off chala, bevoachem el ha'aretz, the Torah tells us in Parshas Shelach, that when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we have the mitzvah of taking off chala from the dough. V'chiyasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, truknin p'turim min ha'chala. However, Rav, in calling the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that's exempt. My truknin, Amar Abaya, kuba da'ara. Abaya says that it is a bread that is made by digging a hole under the oven, at the base of the oven, and then mixing flour and water under it and having it cooked there. The kuba is in the ara.
V'amar Abaye, and Abaye said, Trisa p'turim in a chala. Trisa is exempt from chala. My Trisa, what exactly is Trisa? Ikadamri gavul martach. There are those who say that Trisa is a hot batter. V'ikadamri dinahama dinka. And some say that Trisa is an Indian bread. The hanka is Indian. V'ikadamri lechlem ha'asui lekutach. And some say that it is bread that was made to eat with a milk dish. This is a famous expression that's discussed in Pesachim and Chulin, and that is a sour milk dish with moldy bread crust with salt, and the bread crusts that were put in are these teresa, according to some. Tana Rabbi Chia, lechem also the kutach potur min achal. If the lechem was made to eat with the sour milk, then it's going to be exempt from chala. Asks the Gemara, Vatayin, didn't we learn a braisa chayiv b'chala, that you are chayiv b'chala? Says the Gemara, no. Hasam kidiktani time to Rabbi Yehuda omer maiseh ha-mochichin alav. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on how the bread looks. Maiseh ha-mochichin alav. The actions that were done to the flour prove what type of status the bread has. Asan ka'avin, if it's made thick and nice, says Rashi. On the top line, alam echesam and alas, arucha umhutefes, it's been set up and kneaded, like rolls. That's the word of ke'ovin, ke'ovin are rolls. Kilusos knows, golidaita de lechasa. So then in such a case, it's clear he made as lechem, and then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be chayv. However, if it's kilimudim, it says Rashi, kinesarim ba'alma, it's a slop down, like just boards. Shalo hikbid, alari sasam, the dugmasa, and he didn't worry about fashioning it properly. So then, in such a case, Rashi gives him a kor in Moi Katam, where we have the expression kilimudin, like he's practicing stam, not for anything to make a nice bread. So then, in such a case, the bracha is not going to be hamoisi. This concludes Be'ezer Hashem, Daf Lamid Zayin, at the top of Lamid Ches Amid Al, and then we now go Be'ezer Hashem to the halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, our first halacha topic for Daf Lamid Zayin, starts from a unrelated halacha to Birchas Hanen, which is the primary part of our daf, but a very interesting line that the Gemara brings in regards to the Karbim Menachos in Yerushalayim on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. And the topic is the bracha of Shechianu and the well-known difference between today in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz in regards to the bracha of Shechianu for a milah, and an understanding of that machlokis as it emerges from our Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when someone brought a carbon mincha in Yerushalayim, he would make the bracha of Shechianu. And Rashi explains the reason why he would make the bracha of Shechianu was because it was an individual who had not brought the carbon, a carbon mincha, in a long time, and on that, one makes a Shechianu. Now notice, in our sugya, there's no mention for a birchas hamitzvah. There is no birchas hamitzvah on a karban mincha, yet nevertheless, one makes a bracha of shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Why does one make a bracha of shechianu? Well, the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Brachos, gives two criterion for a birchas shechianu. Number one, the Rambam says that if it's a mitzvah that's eino tadira, it's not constant, or it's a mitzvah shehi mizman zman, so then in such a case, you make a bracha of Shechianu. Of course, we're going to have later on Daf Samach, if someone buys something new, there's also a bracha of Shechianu. The shaila that is discussed in the poskim is the following nuance of this position of the Rambam. The Pas HaShulchan, the great Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov, who when he came to Eretz Yisrael, codified many Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and it's critical because he was from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. This is the first and primary source of the Psakim of the Vilna Gaon vis-a-vis Hilchos, Mitzvahs, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The Pas HaShulchan Perek Gimel Sif Katan Lamites quotes that the Gra says, in Emir Tz Hashem, this will be Halacha L'maisa even more
when Mashiach comes, that when one gives matnos kahuna to a kohen, so then in such a case you would make a bracha of shechianu.
So for example, pidyon peter hamor, in such a case, says the Pas HaShulchan, there would be a bracha of shechianu that is made as well. The Darkei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simin Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, raises some who suggested that the Groz Psak would be Lashitaso, but would not follow the common Psak Lahalacha. It's well known that the Groz had unique Shitos, and therefore, according to the Groz, they argued, the Halacha would be that you make a Shechianu. However, for most people, they would not make a Shechianu on Matnas Kahuna, even if it's a Matnas Kahuna that is rare for that individual. And the Darkei Tshuva quotes a Chacham Echad that points out that the Groz would be Lishitaso for another Sugya. That the Pas HaShulchan quotes that the Groz of the opinion that you make a Birchas HaMitzvah when you give Matnas Kahuna to the Kohen. However, we don't paskin that way. We do not paskin that you make a Bracha on Matnas Kahuna, either because of the Svara of the Rajba that says that the only time you would make a bracha is if you give which is yours. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed it for you, and it's considered Mishulchan Gavoa, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Or, because of the Ravid's reason, the Tmim Deyim, that a mitzvah that's dependent on others, so then on him accepting it, you don't make a Birchas HaMitzvah. Either way, we do paskin that one does not make a Birchas HaMitzvah on all of Matnas Kuna. Suggests the Chacham Echad to the Rav in Munkash, the Darkei Tshuva, that the Gra Lishitaso who holds that the halacha is that you make a Bracha Matnas Kuna, then you also make a Shechianu. However, if you do not make a Birchas HaMitzvah, so then in such a case, then you would not make a Shechianu, and the assumption of the Chacham is that we do not make a bracha on Matnas Kahuna. The Darkei Moshe points out from our Gemara is not correct like this Chacham had suggested. Because in our Gemara we see on Lamed Zayin Amabez and Bracha that the Halacha is that one makes a Shechianu if you haven't brought a Karban Mincha in a long time, even though there is no independent bracha on the Karban Mincha. Hence we see that when it comes to the bracha of Shechianu, that if it's done inconsistently, as Rashi says by us, in Dibur HaMaschil Omer, Shelo Hevi Minacha Zeh Yomim Rabim, in such a case, one will make a Shechianu. This emerges as another issue in terms of giving us the background of different customs today in regards to Shechianu by a bris. By opinion HaBen, everybody agrees that the father makes a Shechianu on the pidyon HaBen. However, to this day, there are two different customs in regards to making a Shechianu in regards to the Mila. Says the Gra in Simin Rei Samache Sif Zayin, that he believes that there's no reason why a father should not make a Shechianu on the Mila. And this is referred to in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Ulaha Rambam la'olam ha'am v'varech Shechianu al kol Mila u'mila. And that is the Rambam Lishitaso that we have mentioned, Hilchos Brachos. That the Rambam says that a mitzvah that is not Tadir, in such a case, then you make a bracha of Shechianu. However, the Ramah says that the custom is not to. The question is why? The Rabbeinu Yeruchim is quoted in the Beis Yosef as differentiating between a Mila and a Pidyon HaBen. He says, a Mila is something that's Shchiach, but a Pidyon HaBen is something that's not Shchiach. If you do a calculation, most, even firstborns, aren't Pidyon HaBen. Because if the mother had a miscarriage beforehand, there's no pidyon haben. If there was a C-section beforehand, there's no pidyon haben. And 50% of all births are girls. So the odds of having a pidyon haben is not so shchiach. Then you're going to make a bracha. Otherwise, not. However, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, when it comes to Mila, Mila falls into the category of shchiach.
And since it is shchiach, in such a case, one does not get a bracha. The Gra disagrees. The Gra also quotes those who say that because there's tzairat yunuka, so there isn't a full simcha, and the Gra rejects that. And that became the difference of custom today between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, where in Chutz Laretz the minig is not to say shechianu, but in Eretz Yisrael it's almost categorical that they do. What is absolutely fascinating is that that minig goes all the way back to the Mechaber himself, where the Mechaber says, V'chein noagu b'chol malchus Eretz Yisrael v'suria v'sivoseh u'malchus Mitzrayim, that they make the bracha of shechianu. So this difference in custom between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz goes back over 600 years. Maybe we could bring a raya, ki mitzion teisei sora, to the approach of Eretz Yisrael from the same Rashi that the Darchei Tshuva made famous for us. And that is that the Svara of Rabbeinu Yerucham is that a milah is pretty common. You get invited to a few brisim a year. However, in the language of Rashi, im lo hevi minachos ze yomim rabim. If he didn't bring this carbon mincha for many days, Rashi doesn't even say chadoshim. He says many days. Now, every father, if he's married to one woman, as we have in Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, will be making a bris at most every 9 months. That is already yomim rabim for hilchos minachos, and we see that you make a shechianu. Hayotze midvareinu, we could have a raya to the minig Eretz Yisrael. Yes, I know I'm a little bit biased. Ki mitzion teitzei sora, as the Mechaber codifies in Simon Reish Samachay, to make a bracha of Shechianu. Maybe we could use our Rashi as a raya. With this, we conclude the first topic. The next topic, Be'ezer Hashem, from the halacha of Daf Lamed Vav, are the halachos of Kol Sheyeshbo Mechameshes Minei Dagon, and that is particularly what bracha does one make on schnitzel and other things that have a little bit of bread, crumbs, or types of mezonos inside. I mistakenly mentioned before Daf Lamed Vav. Today's Daf was Lamed Zayin, but the Tosvos that's relevant is on the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. Tosvos in the Bar Maskel Kol Sheyeshbo says the following. There are certain types of French, old French foods, klaitarsh, says Tosos, she'osim mikemach umayim o mecholov, mevarchim oleihem bore mine mizonos. Tosos gives another example. V'chen kishenosim kemach l'toch polon o l'toch hadoshim o krishim, when the primary food is clearly the legumes, but flour is added to it, so then in such a case, then the bracha will get mizonos. Why? What about the rules of Ikar V'Tafel? The answer is, the Gemara Lamed Padam of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis says, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechameshes Minei Dagon, the halacha is that it gets a mizonos. Tosas then also adds, when it comes to almonds that was made for sick people, that they used to add flour for sick people to be soed halev, then as well, the bracha is a mezonos. The exception, Tosa says, is if flour is added as a binder. Therefore, when flour is added sometimes to licorice, I remember that was a discussion when I was a child, then it could be if the flour is there just to bind the different yucky sugar components, so then in such a case it would be shahakol. But otherwise, if not for devek, it would be a mezonos. It is for that reason that I wondered in front of our great Rebbe Rav Nevensal about the psak that is brought down in the Sefer Shalmei Nisan, that when it comes to schnitzel, the bracha should be a shahakol miyabidvaro. I will mention some of the Shalmei Nisan's arguments, and then we will conclude with the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and I will tell you ultimately how it comes out. Particularly, it's important to start with our Tosos. From our Tosos emerges that the only time that one would make a shahakol or follow the other food that is not the flour is if the food that was added was, the flour that was added was only for devek, was only as a binder. With this in mind, let's go to Rav Nissen Kaplan's arguments on our Gemara, on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, of why schnitzel should be a shahako. One of his arguments is that the Rajba is of the opinion that in order to get a mazonos, the halacha is that you need to have within the food a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. That argument is not salient at all, halacha l'maisa, because at the end of the day, la halacha, we pass that you don't need a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. As long as the chameshas mine dagan are there to add some flavor into the food item, then in such a case, the appropriate bracha is a mazonos. Another argument that he gives is that the Or Sameach writes that the lamdus of Kosh Yesh Bo Mechamishas Mine Dagon is the following. That when it comes to Chamishas Mine Dagon, there, the rules of Iker and Tafel fall away because we always look at the five types of Dagon as primary. The moment that you have, says the Or Sameach, five grains that were added in order to add taste, by definition, then that becomes the ikar. Rav Nissen Kaplan concludes, definitely in this case, when it comes to the schnitzel, there the meat is the ikar and not the breadcrumbs. I am not convinced at all that this argument is correct. What does the Or Sameach mean when he says that it becomes the ikar? Anytime the Chameshas Mine Dagon adds taste to the Ta'aruvos, and in this case, it's not really a mixture, it's true, but the breadcrumbs are there to add taste into the chicken. And in speaking over with many people, they said to me that the chicken has an added taste, which is received from the breadcrumbs. So then in such a case, then of course, even though people don't think of it as being the ikar, but the halacha does. Or Sameach was not saying you ask people if it's the ikar. The halacha is koveya v'chameshes mine dagon is the ikar. Finally, Rav Kaplan concludes the argument where he says that many, he quotes Moreh Horah, say that the bracha would be shahakol. The exception is, his words are, where the covering is thick and made to be added for food, to be eaten. Now, einachinami, if the breadcrumbs are simply there to help the frying process, then that's like devek we saw in Tosos. However, if the breadcrumbs are there to add taste, and to add taste to the chicken, then it doesn't matter whether it's very thick or not. The hagdara is simply whether the crumbs are there to add time. And as I discussed these, I showed Rav Nevenzel these svaris, and he agreed, based on the above, that the bracha would be mazonos. And it should not depend on thickness, it should depend on whether the breadcrumbs is there to add taste, and then it falls into the rule of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon. Finally, the last point that needs to be made in regards to the bracha of for schnitzel is the lashon of the river of Ephraim, which is quoted in the Sefer Vezot HaBracha, of course, a very well done book on Hilchos Brachos. On page 110, he quotes the river of Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Grimblatt, who was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Chela Gimel Simin Kuf Chav Beis, that he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein in the following way. Unfortunately, I don't have a Rivo Sefraim in front of me, and I really need to rely on the Vezos HaBrachos quote of it, and the Lashon is the following. Im l'shnitzel ma'ata dak u'mataraso rak l'tavel, if the schnitzel's covering is thin, and its purpose is only to add spice, lahatim, for taste, to add taste, o la'akel alatigun, to make the frying easier, so then the bracha is going to be a shahakol. Some want to point to this Ramosha. Ramosha says that schnitzel gets the bracha of shahakol. I would like to argue that that is not Ramosha's kavana. Ramosha, when he says this, is saying that breadcrumbs don't necessarily get a mezainis. For example, as we mentioned earlier, if the breadcrumbs are only there to protect the frying, clearly, that would be similar to Devek and not change the bracha. Many point to Rav Moshe's Lashon Lehatim. Lehatim, as I understand, does not mean to add taste to the chicken. Lehatim means to add a little bit of taste in general. So then in such a case, Rav Moshe is being mechadesh, that in order for it to have the halacha of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes minei dagon, it needs to add to the taruvot. It's not enough to have something that's added on the side. Let's say a person was eating chicken and a bit of breadcrumbs on the side in the same mouthful. So in such a case, there it didn't add to the taruvot, and then it follows the regular rule of ikar v'tal. That's where Moshe means lahatim. However, if it is true, as many have told me, that the breadcrumbs add to the taste of the chicken, so then in such a case, part of the taruvos, and then Rav Moshe would agree that in such a case, the bracha is a mezonos. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Lamed Zayin, as well as the end of Lamed Vav.